Good evening, this is How Much is the Doggy? And this is the continuation of podcasts in my thread, Thoughts on Leaving Japan for AboveTopSecret.com. Now, the first little bit I want to talk about is the education system. Now, I touched on this a little bit in the introduction podcast. The education system in Japan. You ask most people outside of Japan, you know, is it good or is it bad? And they will say, well, the results are good, you know, right across the board. You compare them to other countries and the kids are, you know, scoring very, very high. So you automatically assume that the education system is much better. But really, are the kids being educated to live life, or are they educated to do well in tests? In other words, are they learning logic, are they learning just the ability to reel off things that they've learned in the past, which is what I feel they are being taught in the schools in Japan. Now, the other thing about it is, whatever school you go to defines you for the rest of your life, basically. I mean, it starts right from before kindergarten even. The group that you are set to join is decided, basically. You know, there's no such thing as going to the park and with your kid and the kid running around and then bumping into some other kids and making friends like that. Oh no, that'd be too easy. The recent phenomenon in Japan is the park mamas, which is basically cliques of mothers with their kids who form a group, and there's the pecking order, the seniority from the top dog right down to the bottom, and they all have their own little parks and their own little sections of the park. And if you want to go in and you want your kid to run around the park, you know, you have to fit in with this group. And in order to fit in with this group, you have to go through a formal introduction and sort of like an interview. And they could reject you if they don't want to. I mean, if you're not good enough, and if your clothes aren't good enough, and if your kid isn't dressed appropriately, they'll just tell you to shove off quite politely. And once you're in the group, and they control practically everything you do. The top dog in the group will dictate how everybody dresses, how the kids dress, and what they do on certain days. And it's really, really sad to see mothers just fretting beyond belief to get their kids into these groups. Because you get into a good group, you get into a good school after that, and you know, I've seen quite often mothers, kids, just the mother and the kid in the park sitting on their own, you know, both of them staring sadly across the park at the kids playing, and just because, you know, they don't have the confidence to go and join, or they were rejected, but they just are outcast from the group already at that age. And I mean, that's going to have an effect on the kid right from the start. At least I think so anyway. But I've heard some very, very good stories about kids going into kindergarten then. And well, from what I heard, the kindergartens are actually quite good in that kids are taught very, very practical things, like, you know, don't go pulling hot saucepans of water down on top of yourself, and your hand should not go in the fire, or forks in the plug does not work. So those sort of things, it's great. But I always remember the story about an American guy. He's married to a Japanese lady, and sent his kid in to his young daughter into a play school, and they're all out for their exercise at break time. And basically, the exercise involved them all running around in a circle in the same direction, round and round and round and round. And his daughter, being a kid, being a normal kid, decided, I'm going to go the opposite direction for the crack, and started going around the opposite direction, and it caused massive consternation. And the teachers were coming up to this guy and saying, look, you know, get your daughter to run around the right way, she's disrupting the whole situation there. And he was just laughing. He says, you know, kids will be kids, but they were like, no, she should be running around the same direction as everybody else. Now, think about that. Think about what sort of mindset you're putting into kids at that age already. Same thing happens with the lunch everybody has to have the same lunch. Everybody has to have the rice and the soup and the same things. And it changes later on where all the mothers who have far too much time on their hands are basically trying to outdo each other's lunch boxes, which is what the kids get in Japan. It's basically a lunch box with your rice and your veg and your burgers and whatever. And basically everybody sits in the same classroom and eats at the same time as the teacher sits in there as well. And they all sit down and they open up the box, and the teacher will walk around and have a look at all the boxes and see, are they, beautifully decorated. And the mothers go to great effort, cutting the carrots into little heart shapes and things like that. And far much more effort than my mother ever went to. I mean, I was ketchup sandwiches half the time, and really, as long as we got fed, we didn't care really whether it was in the shape of a heart or a bunny rabbit. We were quite happy to get the food at the end of the day. But another aspect of the running in circles thing that I've seen in my own local town is I was up walking around one of the local temples, and there's a park right outside the temple. And inside in there, there's a set of it's like a crossroads, mini crossroads with traffic lights and footpaths and bushes, and it's quite nice. And I was asking my missus about it, and I thought it was for teaching kids road safety. And I thought, oh, this is brilliant. They go in there in a safe environment to learn how to cross the road properly. And the missus said, no, actually, no, that's not what it's for. Because when they were younger, they used to bring the kids, about 5 or 6 years old, and they used to march them around these crossroads, like in and out, round and round. And whenever the traffic light went red, they all had to stop. And when it went green, they had to go. Now, what do you think of that? What do you make of something like that? And I just said, look, it's like brainwashing. It's like, you go when we tell you to go, and you stop when we tell you to stop, and you do it all in a group and all together, or else. So from a very, very early age, this is basically drummed into the kids. Now, never mind there's three levels of school. There's basically the same as America, I think. We have a different system in Ireland, but there's a junior school, and then there's a middle school, and then there's a high school. And in Japan, education is free up until the middle school. And then you have to pay to get into high school, which I was shocked by. I must say I was shocked, because in Ireland, education is free right across the board, which I think it should be everywhere. And there's fierce competition to get into good high schools. Basically, your high school is where you live. You have to go into the high school or the middle school even of your vicinity. And parents will go to such an effort to get their kids into a good high school or middle school by actually moving, just say one parent getting an apartment in that ward area just to get the kid into the school, which I suppose, maybe some other people can relate to in other countries. But the schools themselves are in a pretty sorry state from what I've heard. Now, I have a very good source in that, because I know a lot of people who work in the education board there, and I've met many, many English teachers who come to teach, which is a total different podcast all on its own right there about the Jets and the English teachers in Japan. But for the minute, we'll just talk about the schools. Now, the uniforms is the first thing that I think is gas. You have the uniform for the school, and basically they never take this uniform off. Or I hope they have like a spare one that they change it occasionally, but you hardly ever see them out not wearing a uniform basically every day of the week. Up until recently in Japan, the school week was 6 days a week. They went to school on a Saturday as well, and to all intents and purposes, they go to school every day. Because when they're not going to school, even during the summer holidays and whatever, which are very, very short, I might add, they still have to go to school to attend compulsory clubs, whatever their club is it a soccer club or kendo club, judo club, baseball club, and then you know, for the nerds, there's the chess club and whatnot. And there's no getting out of it. You got to do it. You got to do it. So you're basically in school from 6 o'clock in the morning until 8 o'clock at night. And where's the enjoyment in that? Where's, you know, where's your spare time? Because I think it's very important for kids growing up to have their own time, you know. You'd rather not see them wasted playing video games and whatnot, but you prefer them to just go out with their mates, kick a ball around in a fun sort of way, because the soccer clubs, I'll give you an example of what it's like, is basically the 50 lads will go out and they will spend 3 hours of a four-hour session doing drills, kicking the ball backwards and forwards, and then practice heading the ball. And then they might do, you know, 15 minutes to 20 minutes of a game, and then the rest of it is cleaning up afterwards. And that's what it's like. That's how things are taught in Japan. Anyone who's done martial arts will understand what a kata is. Basically, you're taught in martial arts how to do each of the movements, and you learn a series of movements, and you just repeat those movements over and over until you get it. Now, I find most things in Japan are taught that way, in that you do it the way the generation before was taught to do it, and the generation before that. And it's basically you do it this way or you don't do it at all. There's no room for logic. There's no room for learning it properly. It's just learn it off by heart. This is the way it's done. And it's, as I see it, right across the board. And I was saying it before about test scores. Of course they're getting massive test scores because they're practicing those questions, and that's all they do is practice those questions like robots. Beep, 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 beep. Out come the answers. They don't know themselves how they got there. They're not sure of the logic of it. And I don't see the view of that. I don't see how that is any good to anybody. Now, I'm running a little bit over time, so I'm going to talk a little bit more about education in another podcast. And yet again, I welcome any comments and questions you might have. So, good night.